Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama.
Rolling.
Make everyone mad and steal back Obama. Rolling.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Black people, good morning. How are we doing?
All right, Roland.
All right, Sybil, Tom, glad to chat with you. Bill Bellamy, what's up, my man?
What's up, brother?
All right, always going to look. Black don't crack. Look at you, still glistening.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to him. I'll be in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday with the Potomac Coalition, having a discussion with him about public policy retreat. So looking forward to that as we prepare for 4 years of Orange is the New Black.
That's a good one, bro.
So yesterday, of course, the 115th Congress gaveled into session. Republicans control the House and the Senate. What do we have to look forward to? Well, we call our blackest Republican on record, Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee. Michael, how you doing?
What's up? How you doing, Roland? Good to be with you and the fellas. Yes,
so first off, what the hell's wrong with your party? they have a private vote to get change the ethics laws. Not even 12 hours later, after they got blitzed by their own people, they like, you know what, this ain't really a good idea. We backed off. Was that the dumbest way to start a new Congress?
It was not the best way to start. It's just part of the therapy that we're going through. We lash out and then we retract. The reality of it is, this was not something that was smart, and they didn't listen to the leadership, Paul Ryan, the Speaker, and McCarthy, the Majority Leader, who both said this is not something that we should lead with. And, of course, saner heads prevailed, and they realized that you cannot go in and deconstruct the very process and system that is designed to make sure you're behaving. And this whole idea that you thought Trump was going to sit back and not respond to this, particularly after having run on the idea that Washington is corrupt, Washington is broken, and now you think he's just going to say, "Oh yeah, this is a good idea. You govern yourselves when it comes to your ethical behavior." It was stupid. And
in his tweet, though, he did not. He said this is not the first thing we should be doing. He called the existing office unfair. So it's not like he just simply said this should be the first thing that we do.
Yeah.
So you're coming back to it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you kind of get the idea. Yeah. That's the mantra that it's not fair. A lot of folks, and remember, this was brought up by two members who were under ethical clouds and investigations.
Shocking.
By that very
so Michael
committee.
Steele and right. Roland, they're going to come back to it. It's not dead, is it?
They'll come back to it in about 6 months.
Oh, okay. They'll come back to it. Sure, they'll come back to it.
So the ethics committee just might still be eliminated, just not right away.
Yeah.
Or amended in some way.
No, but keep in mind, folks, this is not just Republicans who don't like this particular committee. The Democrats don't like it either. But after the Jack Abramoff scandal and all the members who got caught up in that web some kind of way, this was the response. And it was something that the Obama administration thought would be appropriate, and Nancy Pelosi and others bought into it, and they set it in place. But Democrats weren't happy about this either. Remember, this institution, regardless of the partisanship that occurs, at its core, it's about the institution. And it's about doing those things within the institution that involves the least amount of scrutiny from the public.
Michael, got to ask you.
Chairman Steele, what about the thing that we're talking about in terms of the president going to Capitol Hill today and how they will counteract the Obamacare or affordable health care? What do you think will be the bottom line with this and how it'll end up?
Oh, Obamacare's done. That's done. But here's the problem.
There's no plan.
What are you going to do next? There is no next here, folks, and I've been saying it for the last 2 or 3 years. You cannot go out into this country at this point and say that we're going to repeal the very health care that you've gotten for the first time in your life. Pre-existing conditions revert to what? There are a lot of things and a lot of aspects of this that are problematic. There's no doubt about it. And even Democrats admit that, there's some stuff that we can do to tweak and fix it. But this wholesale idea that you're going to go and repeal it is just going to happen. Because remember, then, this, look at what they're saying. We're going to repeal it. We're going to have another vote to repeal. So we'll have the House, the Senate, and the President sign off on that. But then we'll come with a replacement in 2 or 3 years. So the bottom line is there is no cohesive plan, even among Republicans. Who've been advocating this, that everyone can get behind. There's a plan here, there's a plan there. So this move is part of playing to a particular idea within the base. And again, Obamacare is not popular around the country, although recent polls are beginning to show people are sort of settling into it, which is the natural course of big programs like this.
Well, actually, one of the things we talk about reason is not so popular because there are a significant number of people who believe it should have gone further than it is. So you combine those who didn't in the first place. That's why you get that number. Here's what let me say this now, Tom, and this is important. Look, the president is going to Capitol Hill today. House Democrats, that's nice and wonderful. He's give a big old farewell address in Chicago, January 10th. He go out fighting, bro. It's 16 days. He should go to the whitest. He should go to the whitest city that voted for him in 08 and 12, and who flipped to Trump. He should have a rally in a couple of these places and look him in the eye and say, "I passed this law because y'all broke, y'all got bad health care, and you should make sure it doesn't get repealed." Look, you got 16 days left. You might as well go out swinging. Or as Vertner Woods and Tandy said, we're going to fight until hell freezes over, then we're going to fight on the ice. Mm-hmm. But don't just sit here and just, let it happen. I say get fire up those white working class folks, Mike, and sick on the Republicans.
But Roland, the problem is that those very white working class voters who just kicked Hillary Clinton's butt, who have turned their back on Obamacare, but they're the same ones who need Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Well, going to the whitest community in the country and speaking to them, Obama may be comfortable with that at the end of the day, but it changes nothing because you're talking to the very voters who do not like the program that he's coming to talk to them about.
But actually they do. No. They like it, but they like it because they like the health care for the first time. The numbers don't lie. Some 16 million of the people under the Affordable Care Act are white working class folks. The problem is they running around
saying everybody else is the problem.
But let me ask you this, Chairman Steele.
Everybody else's problem because everybody who's not in the program have seen a 50, 60, 70% increase in their premiums and their deductibles have gone through the roof. That's the problem.
Will middle class working black folks survive the next 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We
No.
That's
a real legitimate concern, though.
No. We're going to survive.
I understand that, but we'll be okay.
I can't.
We may be a little bit more orange, but we'll be okay.
I listen to you every week on Sirius, but I just don't feel confident. And a lot of people are just very scared and frustrated.
There's a good reason for both of those feelings, but I think in the end it'll be okay because Donald Trump has one strength that any other president in his position would have. He doesn't have the sort of chains that come with being a Democrat or being a Republican. That'll allow him to move in a way that we haven't seen before, and it could be a good thing. I'm just saying it could be a good thing. We'll see.
Yeah, but he's got Mike Pence as his vice president.
It'll be okay. You better be glad Mike Pence is there, trust me.
Okay.
My man Michael Steele. Good job, Roland.
All right, man.